All aboard the Cybercopter. Gunship.
Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's happening, what is happening, what is going on with y'all? And today on Cybershot Podcast, check it out, man. This is how we really get down to Florida. Let me break the Florida stories out for you from your favorite Floridian. Yo, check it out, man. Mountain Dew has a new alcoholic beverage in Orlando. Also, Shaquille O'Neal keeps blessing people. And last but not least, how many times do you go live in a week? Stick around. We got a good show. Let's go. You know what it is. People podcast every day, B. Yeah, I mean? Yo, what's up with y'all, man? What's going on? What is going on? Welcome to the Freaky Fun Day Friday. Yes? No? Maybe so? Hopefully so. Check it out, though. Now, we have been hearing all of these crazy-ass stories about Florida. Florida this. Florida that. Florida this and that. But check this out, man. From your number one news source and your favorite Floridian, check it out. Guess what? In the city of Orlando, that's right, Central Florida. The buzz is that Mountain Dew has released an alcoholic beverage. That's right. The Pepsi company has released an alcoholic beverage by Mountain Dew in the Central Florida area. However, they did not tell us where it was located. Professor, you need to go find the Mountain Dew and report back to me ASAP. Yeah, right. If you do find it, you're not going to give me none. But anyway, though, seriously, man, when I used to drink a lot of sodas, I love Mountain Dew, man. I used to love Mountain Dew, man. Now, I think that'd be a good break from an ice cold beer. You know what I'm saying? A nice alcoholic Mountain Dew beverage. Mountain Dew. And alcohol. Now, let me give you a little bit of a history lesson about Mountain Dew. Now, back in the day, Mountain Dew was slang for moonshine. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm wondering if this is going to be damn near legal moonshine. That's where the phrase used to come from, Mountain Dew. Now, for those of us that can remember the original Mountain Dew can, it had a it had a hillbilly on there with a bullet hole through his hat and a long-ass beard. Yeah. Yeah, Mountain Dew. Was it a bullet hole or was it a bow and arrow? I think it was both. But anyway, that was the original picture of Mountain Dew. You know what I'm saying? You want to have a little fun? Want to kick back on this Friday? Want to break the monotony or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Check it out. Use whatever search engine you want to and go to the old school Mountain Dew picture. And you'll see what I'm talking about. Probably get a little laugh out of that. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, I think that's a brilliant marketing strategy to announce that Mountain Dew has a new alcoholic beverage out in Orlando, but they don't tell you where it's at. I don't know if that's good or stupid. Why don't you just tell us where it's at? So, maybe it's making you want it more. Anyway, the quest is on this weekend for Cyber to find some Mountain Dew, baby. Alcoholic beverage. That's right. Yeah. Yes, indeed. An ice cold Mountain Dew alcoholic beverage. You know what I'm saying? I think I'll do a commercial for him. You know what I'm saying? Do a commercial, make a video, tag it. You know? What have I got to lose? Hell, I don't even know where it's at. Check it out. I'll go a little something like this. Let's do some improv. Let's do a little skit right quick. All right? I'm going to make a commercial on the fly right now. Ready? Mountain Dew commercial, take one. Hi. Hello. Do you like podcasts? Do you like to download, like, share, and subscribe? check it out. When I'm listening to my favorite podcast, I like to have an ice-cold Mountain Dew. Alcoholic beverage, that's right. As I sit up here and listen to my favorite podcaster on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, Radio Public, Overcast, iHeartRadio, baby, and almost everywhere podcasts are found, Cyber One Productions, Cyber Shots. That's right. When I'm listening to Cyber Shots podcast, I like to have an ice cold beverage, like a Mountain Dew. Take one sip and listen to the show. Have you had your Mountain Dew today? Needs a little work. Hey, man. Hey, that's right off the, hey, on the fly, man. You know what I'm saying? A little improv. You know what I mean? Can you hear that bird? And this mic is picking up everything. Can y'all hear that? Okay, back to the show. A little distracted right there, though. But what do you think? I mean, not everyone drinks, though, but don't you think that'll be a nice, different kick? You know what I'm saying? Like tea. I don't want alcohol in my tea. You know what I'm saying? I want some herbal tea, some green tea. You know what I'm saying? I want, you know, some ginseng tea or some, I want some real tea. I don't need alcohol in my tea. That's just ridiculous. It's, but now, Mountain Dew? Yeah. And if you are a Floridian and you stay in the Central Florida area, please let me know if you find the Mountain Dew before I do. Do you? But yeah, as you can see, I'm really intrigued by this, man. I had to find it this weekend and see what happens. Now, let's move right along. Move right along. I had a question. Let's go to Q&A, question of the day. How often do you live stream, or do you live stream? You know what I'm saying? Do you have a schedule? Do you say, okay, I'm going to live stream on Mondays and Tuesdays? You know what I'm saying? Do you say you're going to live stream on Mondays, Tuesdays? Mondays, Tuesdays. Are some people Monday, Wednesday, Friday? Are some people Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday? How often do you live stream? And if you do live stream at least 3 times a week, that's very productive, by the way. I commend you for that. That's consistency. And also, does it help you to build your brand? So that's the question of the day. How often do you live stream? What days do you live stream, and has it helped you in any form of fashion? Me, I have been very consistent at not being consistent. I don't know when the hell I'm going to live stream. No, but seriously though, I'm at least trying to do it at least once a week. You know what I'm saying? Once a week. Due to the simple fact, when I do live stream on my main YouTube, on my main YouTube channel, you know what I'm saying? Cybershots. I try to stream once a week. It's been a while. You know, if you go to my YouTube on Cybershots, you'll see what I'm talking about. Why it's been a while. But on there, I try to stream once a week, but I'm going to try to pick it up to at least 2 times a week. Try to. You know what I'm saying? Also, that's on. Okay. Slow down. Slow down, Cyber. Slow down. The reason why I do that, because I can live stream to Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, in Haps TV, you know what I'm saying? So trying to reach out to multiple platforms at the same time. Also, with that being said, it's building up my YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Now, on my backup page, my backup YouTube page, which is more basically a talking thumbnail, you know, it's a backup page. I'm more consistent on there. Boom, 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 boom. You know, try to drop at least 2 a week. It's been a while. It's been like 10 days now, but I try to drop 2 a week on there. You know what I'm saying? Just the backup page. You know what I'm saying? Real short videos, 5 minutes at the most, but the live stream, half an hour, maybe an hour, 26 minutes or whatever, average 25 minutes on there. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how active the chat gets, you know what I'm saying? So that's another part of the live stream. The reason why I wanted to ask you that, because it's something I'm researching from engagement from the Cyber Nation. You know what I'm saying? How often do you live stream, or do you live stream at all? And once again, does it help you to build your brand? All right, before I get up out of here, check this out. Shaquille O'Neal. That's right, Shaq. You know why I like Shaq, man? He is a real humble person, for real. Recently, Shaq took out a family of 11 to dinner, right? A family of 11 to dinner. You're probably thinking, okay, what's the big deal? Well, one thing he did was talk to the people, like the younger people in the family, the kids, I guess, about goals, what you want to do in life, dreams, believe in your dreams, set up goals for the future, listen to your parents. I don't know what he told them, but I'm pretty sure it was something along those basics, right? Because Shaq is that type of guy for real. Now, after dinner, they went to the Mercedes dealership. Shaq bought him a Benz. After that, he took him to the Ford dealership to buy him a van that seats 15 because they have 11 people. Man, how awesome is that? You know what I'm saying? Could you imagine being in a family of 11 and all of a sudden Shaq comes, takes you out to eat? Because you know what, 11 people, I'm pretty sure everybody is ready to eat. Come on, man. Hell, I'm here right now by myself. I'm going to get something to eat after this. Shit. But seriously, though, 11 people in the family? Come on, man. Imagine going out to dinner with Shaq, eating whatever you want, man, to your heart's content. Then after that, you go to the Mercedes dealership with Shaquille O'Neal, and he buys your family a Mercedes. And I'm pretty sure that was for the parents. You know what I'm saying? And after that, you've already met Shaq. You had this beautiful dinner. Then you're still hanging with Shaq. Then he just bought your parents a Mercedes. He talked to you about life, being positive. You know what I'm saying? And then you go to the Ford dealership and he buys you a Ford that seats 15 people? Man, if that's not sharing your gift, sharing your wealth, sharing your energy, sharing your love, I don't know what is. You know what I'm saying? If I had all that money, I wouldn't do that. And that's probably why you don't have all that money. Because you wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? I have never met Shaq before, even though I used to do his garbage. And his dad, his stepdad, Phil. I used to do his garbage. I met his stepdad, Phil. Yeah, me and Phil was cool before he passed away. But I have seen Shaq on I-4 on his Harley. Yeah, big-ass Shaq. Man, you know that was a custom-made Harley, right? They don't make Harleys that fucking big, man. I was like, yo, what the hell? And then it hits you just like that. Man, that's fucking Shaq. Look at this motherfucker.
Hi, hello. Shaquille O'Neal. Got a badass Harley on the highway. Watch out. That's Shaquille. Shaquille O'Neal. Harley. Got a big Harley. Custom Harley. I can't fit in the Ferrari. I can't fit in the...
Yo, I'm stupid. But anyway, though, man. That's something to think about, man. Got me thinking, like, yo. If you bless someone when you're going through something, or you see someone that you can bless, I don't give a damn. Maybe it's a dollar or two. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's a dollar. You never know. $5, $3, a plate of something to eat. I don't know. Hell. Shit. Share somebody's podcast. You know what I'm saying? You'd be surprised what that one share can do for somebody. And speaking of sharing, yo, shout out to Matty Mo, man. He's been, yo, Matty Mo been sending me that wave, man. Appreciate that. You can check him out on Twitter at Matty Pace, for real, man. He's doing big things. And stuff like that, man. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that really matters. You know, he's on his way, man, which we all are. And the reason why I say that about sharing, it only takes one person to hear your content, the right person. And believe it or not, my most successful episodes are the ones that I thought would be horrible. Even the one that has my most listens, I won't even tell you which one it is because, I'm not even going to tell you which one it is because I thought that was the most horrible thing I ever did. And what made it so bad, I actually lost that episode. I lost that episode and I redid it again. You know what I'm saying? When I got home, that's when podcasting was really janky back then. You know what I'm saying? You could download something or try and upload it or record and boom, it's gone. You know what I mean? But it was back in those days. So I went home and I redid it again because I did it in my head at work. And it was a phone podcast. I did it on the phone way before the interface, the microphones and all the gizmos that I have now. It was a phone podcast that I did on my lunch break. And when I got off of work, I looked at it, it was gone. So I went back home and did it again. And lo and behold, I was thinking, damn it, man. That's not as good as the first one. But to this very day, it's still my top episode. But anyway, hopefully you have a good Friday. You know what I'm saying? Just a little something to think about, man. Hey, you can go check out the Mountain Dew picture. You know what I'm saying? Old school Mountain Dew. Even if you don't drink alcohol, you can check that out. Also, when's the last time that you bless somebody? You know what I'm saying? If you can bless somebody when you're down, there's nowhere to go but up. And with that being said, without no you, there would be no me. And I am up out of this bitch. We gone.